real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast. Be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. The future of work has changed. Entrepreneurs need tools that allow them to communicate from anywhere. That's why virtual PBX flex plans are essential for every business. Virtual PBX transforms your smartphone and computer into a full-featured virtual phone system. Flex plans include features like virtual receptionist, telephone numbers, texting, messaging, custom greetings, and so much more. The best part is, right now you can get a professional phone system for as low as $16 a user. Just visit virtualpbx.com/podcast to claim your discount. Visit virtualpbx.com/podcast to get started for less than $16 per user. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah St. John, and my guest today is the CEO of Logo.com, which helps you design your logo in minutes. Welcome to the show, Richard Lau.
Sarah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. And can you give us a little bit of your background, how you got this idea and started this business?
I'm 50 years old, and I've been an entrepreneur since I was 21. And so I've designed my own logos and gone through the logo design process, not a couple of times, but dozens of times. And so in terms of like being a fan of the Frugalpreneur show, I've bootstrapped everything. The various businesses that we've done have all been funded on a credit card, just like the old stories in the Entrepreneur magazine. It's like, yeah, I did that. But yeah, Logo.com, internally funded by myself and my business partner. We're taking the problems that we've experienced ourselves and then also taking the pieces of the puzzle that we can put together. We're like, if we take this fantastic domain name and we take our personal experience and we take human designers and we feed in AI programmers and we feed in the conversations that we know happen between the logo design customers and the design agencies. And we also feed in 2 million logos. We feed in all of the colors. We feed in current trends versus old trends. And we basically live and breathe logos and logo design for a few years. We can help a whole new generation internet entrepreneurs launch fast and launch at a lower cost and launch with more control. And so we embrace this. It's almost as a passion project. And it's been a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of fun. And we've got a tight team working on it. We don't outsource. Everyone is working full time. We've done it with resume.com. We took a great domain name. We took what problems we saw in the industry. We built it up to 4 million customers and sold that to Indeed. We're planning to do the same with Logo, where we're like, okay, we see the problem. We see how to address it. We know what to do. It's just a matter of rolling up your sleeves. That's where we are. We're about a year and a half in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was going to ask how long you've been around. I'm curious. Well, this is kind of off topic, but logo.com, resume.com, getting domains like that, I imagine that was probably pretty expensive.
Yeah. So, I mean, my background is in domains. Mm-hmm. So buying and selling domains, I founded and ran NamesCon, which is the world's largest internet domain name conference. And it's still running of its own accord. It's like you build a little baby and the successful entrepreneur is one who builds a business that can last when they're not around. And so it's great to see it after we sold it to continue to thrive and continue to be the largest. Getting your hands on these domains, you're buying and selling, and occasionally you get to keep one. it's kind of like running a fishing charter. And logo.com was one of those. We managed to put into our stable. And every now and then we pull out a domain from our stable and we're like, okay, let's develop this. So I have probably 20 domains that are like either I or my kids or my future business partners will develop. And we've got some great names like face.com, hockey.com, rides.com, stock.photo. And we've got lots of ideas. GLD.com. We were talking about doing a cryptocurrency coin that's a stable coin based on gold. And so we've got lots of ideas. Right now, our sole focus is building Logo. Everything else just is remaining in the stable and in inventory.
Oh, okay. So you've had the domain for a while. It wasn't, so you had the domain, then you developed the idea versus having the idea and then trying to get the domain.
When we got the domain, we had the idea, but it was ahead of the time. We were like, it's going to be too difficult. Let's wait. We had the opportunity to develop Logo or resume. And we're like, let's do resume. And we spent 5 years on resume.com. And then only after we sold resume did we say, okay, now let's hire to put the team together for logo.com. But during that entire time, we're still making notes. We're still doing the preliminary research. We're still looking at what are the problems? What are the new problems occurring? How are people trying to solve those problems? It's a lot of thought has gone in before we started typing code one.
Yeah, I was playing around on logo.com earlier today. The businesses that I have, I already have a logo for, but I'm thinking of future businesses. Mm-hmm. It's really intuitive and interesting. Like, you can pick your font and your colors and what logo type and put your slogan, all this stuff. And it makes it simple and affordable to create your own logo versus, I mean, yeah, you could hire someone, but then it's almost like you don't have as much control. Whereas when you're doing it on logo.com, you can see like how it's looking and how you want to tweak it and all that stuff. So can you explain a little bit more about logo.com?
What it says on the tin, right? Logo.com is basically, it's an automatic logo creator. It's a logo maker. What we're really proud of is that you can start with simply your business name. And that's, you know, if you're like, that's all I want to enter, business name. Fine, we'll take that and we will generate 300 logos. And we're taking in information and we're analyzing it. We're not just taking in a string of characters and then putting them into a template. We're analyzing the words that you're typing in, even if it's just three words or two words in your business name. So we have a tremendous amount of work that's gone into the linguistics and the analysis of that. Because if you're just starting with Sarah's Yoga, well, we need to know what to be able to present, what colors, what icons, what template styling. We're doing a lot of work in the background. We use Amazon Web Services. We spin up hundreds of servers in the background. So it looks fast and it looks like we're just like, oh, here you go. But in actuality, we're processing these all in real time. We're having those conversations that we know would happen, but we've programmed them so that they can happen instantaneously. So it happens all in a fraction of a second on dozens of Amazon Web Services all at the same time. And then they look like instant results, but really the amount of man hours that and years that have been processed is mind-boggling. For the people that want to add more, they want to have more control, we have a little quick tour, 30 seconds, and it shows you all of the things that you can access. So you can change all of your fonts, you can change your colors, you can change the layout. We'll suggest different designs based on the steps that you've gone through. You can change your icons, the sizing, the positioning. And this is a fine balance. We don't just throw you into an online version of Photoshop. We put you within certain bounds because we've spent that time analyzing the 2 million logos that are out there so that you don't have to be like, I wonder what that will look like if I move this here. We can tell you. So we don't allow you to do that. We want to keep you within the bounds of creativity, but within the bounds of professional, clean, communicating what you need to communicate. The issue that we've seen time and time again, when someone goes and hires someone for $5 to design a logo, the logo designer, they see you as the customer, and that's not the correct view. Your customer's customer is the customer, right? So Sarah's Yoga, Sarah, you're not the customer. When I'm designing a logo, I'm not designing it for Sarah. I'm designing it for who Sarah is targeting. And so a lot of the time, the owner of the business brings in their own ideas and they're just flat out wrong. And so the designer's role is to say, okay, this is what you need. You've communicated to me what you want, but some of them are going to be harebrained ideas and they're not going to work. And it's, we have the references to be able to say, we've looked at the 2 million logos. You're just coming out of your business management meeting. And now you're like, okay, now I need to design a logo. It's like, wait, we will design the logo for you. You tell us which one you like. and we'll give you the bounds to create and to be creative, but we don't want to just throw you so much rope that you're going to hang yourself, which is a lot of our competitors do. They're just like, oh, let them move the icon wherever they want. Let them make the icon size whatever they want. Let them make the slogan size whatever they want. And that's not the right way. So we have this fine balance. We can do that. It's harder to keep the bounds and to figure out what will look good and not just say, oh, well, you figure it out. We've spent a tremendous amount of time making sure that the logos that come out the other end are clean and professional and that they're communicating the goodwill. It just looks like a simple logo. Yeah, but if you look at Samsung, Rolex, the designs are very, very simple because they're communicating stability. But if you look at your neighborhood plumber, he might have a logo in there that's got a toilet, a wrench, a flag, an eagle, and a clock to show that he's 24/7. And there's just too many elements. What we know is that the general public, right, Sarah's customers, are looking at the logo, and whether they know it or not, the more elements that are in there, the smaller they think your company is. That's just one of maybe 8 principles, but that one principle is something that a lot of small business owners think that they need to cram everything into their logo, and where your logo is finished when there's nothing left to remove, because you want to communicate your name and your stability and your professionalism, and you don't want it to get lost with all of these elements that can really just make a mess of your brand.
I hadn't really thought about that before. Like a lot of brands, like the ones you mentioned, it's pretty much just their name. They don't really have much else to it. What are some things that we should keep in mind or look out for when we're thinking about a logo? I mean, I guess one thing you already said is don't clutter it up. Basically, don't have a million icons, maybe just one, if that. What are some other things as far as, I've heard that like colors matter and things like that.
There's so many things to have in your consideration, but color is definitely the top of the list of what is it that you want to communicate. And so red is a very warm color. It also can convey emergency, right? So if you're a plumber, red and black and white. Yellow has a lot of positivity. It's very happy. It's very cheerful. Purple is the color of luxury. And we see a lot of purple and yellow, or purple and unfortunately black. The purple and black is hard to read, but we do see a lot of purple and yellow. Purple and white looks really spiritual. So whether it's yoga, luxury wear, counseling, we see a lot of purple. Green obviously has the nature aspect to it, but there's also the wellness, money, and wealth. And my personal favorite is blue. I mean, if you go and take a look at logo.com, our logo is simplicity defined. There is no icon in our logo because we can't afford it. Right? You've got less than a second to effectively communicate your name to someone. And we personally don't want to have it get lost in the aspect of that communication. If you go to, if we were to logo to an agency, they may come back with all of these crazy designs. There's a whole philosophy in that, and I could talk for an hour on that. But blue, it conveys stability, wisdom, sophistication, professionalism. So blue is my go-to, and it's the one that I would say that most businesses can succeed with a blue logo. Brown, UPS, it works for UPS, but brown is a tough color. It is nature, can instill confidence and security, but it is a tough color to make work. Having said that, coffee shops, wood, furniture. There are many instances where it works. Obviously, with pink, you're looking at the feminine side, sexuality, romance, parties, balloons. There's lots that can go on with pink. Gray is a very professional, old world, old money, banking, wealth management, venture capitalists, a lot just in that whole finance sector. And so there's also with escape rooms. I've seen that played very well with black or black and gray. And then obviously black and white is a very strong combination. Black is power, it's strength, and it can convey luxury, especially if it's like a silkiness to it, and it can convey strength of decision in terms of black and white, right? And so there's lots of these nuances that are being played within the colors that you choose. We have color hues and color palettes that we suggest. We do allow people to change those colors, but sometimes we see orders come through and that's not a really good color combination. It's barely readable. It's not going, or it's readable there, but it won't be readable if you were to put it on a van or on a t-shirt or on a business card. So we do encourage people to go with the color schemes that we suggest because we put a tremendous amount of thought into them. But we do give people the ability to change the colors as they want to. We give them the ability to do that in various different ways. So if you are working with a designer or you have another color that you're working from, and this is a sister company, you can plug in the RGB numbers or the Pantone color numbers, right? Or you can just use a color picker. So we are versatile for allowing people to be very, very specific with their color choices. It's amazing that these things have an effect on us when we don't even realize it.
So I've recently launched a podcast production agency. And the color that I picked is just because teal is my favorite color. So I picked teal, and then I like how teal looks with purple or lavender. And so I combine those two. I don't know. If you want to check it out, it's podseam.com, P-O-D-S-E-A-M. And it's just the word, but I have both colors in the word. And I'm just curious to get your opinion on, or even like how...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Or even the website, how it looks with like the colors. Because I think those two colors go well together, but I don't know if that's a good reason to pick those colors.
So I want to make sure I've got the right one. Podseam, and it's got the headphones over the O in pod. That's what we call, that's a letter replacement. Uh-huh. So you've taken an icon, which is roughly in the shape of an O, and you put that in as the O, which is a fun, it adds a layer of humor, what you're communicating to your customer. And I think it works well. I think that it's Podseam is has to convey your personality as well. I would try and make it even more simple. It's got a microphone and a headset. Mm-hmm. You could probably get away with either the microphone or the headset, because as it gets smaller and smaller, it's going to be more difficult to distinguish what exactly that mm-hmm. is. But yeah, it's a great letter replacement because the human eye reads that instantly as Podseam. Mm-hmm.
And the colors you think are okay or work.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you've really got three colors in there, right? You've got the black, the purple, and the teal. And then if you count white or not, then you're up to four. Mm. You are at the max. If you can, I would try and reduce the color by one, but that might be tough. Yeah. But like if you imagine that you're going to take your logo in to an embroidery store and have embroidered onto a golf shirt or onto a baseball cap, they're going to look at that and say, I don't know that we have the needlework to be able to do that because you're starting to get too fine. If you play around with the icons that we present on logo.com, you'll see that a lot of our icons are fairly simple, but they're simple for a reason. Like we actually are actively rejecting icons that are too detailed because we're like, okay, well, it looks great. If you're my customer, right, and I'm just wanting to sell you on it, I'll be like, oh, I just need you to sign off on this. But we're going beyond that because we're not just wanting to take people's money. We want to help people launch successful businesses and have logos that are going to last for the life of those businesses. When this person realizes that they need to get this on a sticker, get it on a car, get it on their business card, put it onto some clothing, put it on a pen that they're going to give away, or put it onto a USB stick that they're going to give away. It's a lot of nuances that are things that you don't need to think about. It's not your job to think about. That's our job. And that's why we're here.
So simple design, less than four colors, or four colors max. Any tips as far as font? Not necessarily a mine. I mean, in general, generally speaking.
Yes. My tip is when you've got it on your computer, right? Hold up your phone. And put it, have the screen, your window size go down, and then step back 5 feet and see if you can read it. If it's too stylized a font, like we see a lot of stylized fonts with wedding photographers, and if the stylized font is too stylized, it's not going to be readable. And if it's not readable, then you're wasting your money. So the font you've chosen is beautiful, right? If you take a look at the font of like eBay or Google or Facebook, and if you take a look at the logo that they have now versus what the stylized logo that they had, say, 4 years ago, you can see that the font is much simpler. And the reason that it's much simpler isn't just because a bunch of designers got together and said, hey, let's change the font because then we can all get paid. Instead of saying, okay, well, you've got 30 seconds to make an impression. That went down to 3 seconds. And now I'd say you've got a fraction of a second to communicate what my name is. And we're human. And the fact is that we are reading letters. And so if the letters, if you make me think at all, I'm like, what letter is that? There's thousands of other logos that I need to look at in the course of my day. And so if you make it difficult at all, then it's just another knock against the ability for you to succeed. So keep it simple. Keep it simple. Don't over-stylize your font unless you absolutely have a reason to.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is the whole less is more thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. What we're trying to do with a logo is anyone can design a logo. Right? That's not the issue. Can you design an effective, useful logo that will help you succeed in your business? Most logo designers are not thinking about that. Most logo designers are thinking about, how do I get my customer to pay me? That's not what we're here to thinking about. We're thinking about, how can we create logos for people that will help them be successful in their business? Because really, at the end of the day, when you come to logo.com, you can get a logo for $20, right? We're not making money on that. That just helps you get started. Where we make money is when you say, I need a copy of this now for my Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. That's going to take you time. If you're going to take the logo that you got for $5 from your designer, now you're going to have to put it into all the different sizes of all of these different platforms. Well, at logo.com, for another $40, you pay $60, you're going to have, I think at last count was 200 different files. So you've got the different file sizes. You've got the different, whether it's a JPEG or a PDF or an EPS file, or an SVG. You don't know what those things, you don't even need to know what those things are. But when the platform specifically says, hey, we want it in EPS, instead of spending 20 minutes figuring out, you go to logo.com, you pull it down. You're like, oh, this is the size I want. Or you just identify it by your platform. That's where we're trying to save people hours and hours of work in post-logo processing. So the amount of time that we're pouring into designing the logos, that's one thing. But where we're actually delivering the value, whether you pay $60 or $100, we're saving you hours and hours of time. And then your logo just lives at logo.com. Right? 3 years from now, you're like, where is my logo? I've changed computers, or I've lost my phone, or my hard drive failed. It's like, well, it's at logo.com. We're here. And with logo.com, what else are we going to do? Right? It does what it says on the box. And we believe that we're doing it better than any of our competitors because we're living and breathing logos each and every day.
Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on and going over logo.com, but also just things to think about or keep an eye on or whatever when we're thinking about our logos and whatnot. And yeah, so if people want to learn more and try it out, you can go to logo.com. I'll also have show notes at thesarahstjohn.com/logo. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate being on and a big fan of the podcast. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate it. Be sure to grab your free copy of my list of 27 tools, resources, and software programs I use to run my businesses on a tight budget. You can get it at thesarahstjohn.com/27tools. That's thesarahstjohn.com/27tools. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.